Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, our surreal reality continues. How are you?
I'm doing just great. You know, it's interesting. You know, Virginia has also got a stay-at-home order where I live. But on Saturday, my wife and I actually went to a state park in the vicinity to go hiking. And the parking lot was filled with cars. And there were lots and lots of families and college kids and others hiking there. And they were all keeping social distance, but people were trying to get out of the house.
Well, here in Missouri, they've had to shut down a few of the state parks, and a few of our county parks, specifically here in the greater St. Louis area, have been closed to the public because, you know, people were apparently not taking the suggestions to keep distance, and they just decided that shutting them down was the best way to get the job done there. Interesting. You know, I saw you had a piece in, I believe, Fox News, maybe the Washington Post as well, on the insanity of this suggestion by the left that we should just allow everybody to vote from home this November.
Well, yeah, what I wrote about was the fact that, look, at least for the primaries coming up, we may need to have the absentee ballot process so people can vote from home. But there are ways to do that and ways not to do it, because there are ways you shouldn't be doing it because of the security risk of an all-male election. But unfortunately, the left is trying to push and force the states to do it a bad way. I just don't think we're going to be doing this in November, because I think this virus is going to have peaked long before that. And I think we're all going to be back at work, back at school, and back in polling places voting on November 3rd.
Well, you know, I mentioned in the last hour that we had problems with ballot harvesting here in Missouri.
Yeah.
In a pretty well-publicized case where a local candidate was signing people up to vote for absentee, telling them to call them when the ballot arrived, and then they would return to the house, fill it out for the individual, and then turn it in for them. If you think that happens on a small scale now, imagine how bad it would be if we allowed some of the people with ill intentions in this country to have a go at a national election with mail-in ballots.
No, that's exactly right. And in fact, there are a lot of states that ban vote harvesting, and the bill that Pelosi put forward that she wanted passed on the coronavirus would have mandated that every state allow the kind of vote harvesting you just talked about.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I'm not
blind to the fact that we may reach a point at some point years from now where the technology is good enough. And I can say without a doubt that the person casting that vote is the person they claim that they are, but we're not there yet. And we're sure not going to get there in a 5 month period or 6 month period between now and the fall elections. It's not ready for prime time, even if they already had something like that.
No, it's not at all. But liberals are acting as if it is. Can I bring up something that, you know,
sure,
we're in the midst of all this corona stuff, but we shouldn't lose track of the fact that You know, last week, the Inspector General for the Justice Department released another devastating report. He audited 29 other FISA cases, and he found the same kind of bad problems that he found in that 500-page report that he had released about the Donald Trump Russia collusion investigation. And it makes for shocking reading at how badly the FBI handled all these other national security investigations in the same way they mishandled the Trump-Russia investigation.
Yeah, I read the summary of that. I didn't read the full report, but you're right. I talked a little bit about it last week. And you know, I'm, at the end of the day, a little disappointed that the IG report, and I know that's what his job was, but I'm still waiting for Durham or somebody else to come out and talk about how this went beyond just the FBI. And this report really was not designed to touch on that, but it is eye-opening.
It is. And look, John, in the midst of the government shutdown, apparently John Durham is still in the midst of his investigation. There were stories about that last week, that it's still going on. In fact, it may have intensified. So at some point, we're going to get either a report or indictment. So that's still in the wind.
Yeah, good. Good to know. Hans, be safe at those state parks, and we will talk to you next week.
Sure. Take care.